Hey, what's up, guys? It's Danny Kidd in the Outpost for thelastcast.ca. I've got my buddy J-Rod in the studio with me.
Hello, hello, hello.
He is a fellow nerd. Nerd credentials. He's the one who bought me my Star Trek Next Generation's 25th anniversary reunion on stage in Calgary at Comic Expo. That was a good show.
That was an awesome show.
We're not here to talk about Star Trek, though. No. We want to talk about Batman because everything is out now on DVD, on the Blu-ray. We've seen the special features all the way through, the commentaries,
yes,
inside and out. And what is it you said to me the other day? What about Batman, Nolan's Batman?
I don't know. What did I say about
Nolan's
Batman?
You said it was
Batman?
The best of all the Batmans.
Yes. Well, you know, that's my opinion. I'm a Christian Bale fan. I'm a Chris Nolan fan. And yeah.
Okay, aside from the fact that Christian Bale plays the same character, I'm Batman or... Wait, no, Terminator?
John Connor.
John Connor.
He was a pretty badass John Connor, though.
No, look, you can't compare the Batmans. You can't compare them. Because you look at the 60s, this is my argument. You look at, what's his name there?
Adam West.
Adam West, thank you. That Batman was so cartoony.
Yes,
it
very
might
campy.
As well have been a cartoon.
Yes.
Or a comic book for 10-year-olds, you know?
Right. But that's not the Batman I prefer. I like it a little bit darker and grittier.
I do too, but you can't fault the older Batman for being comic booky.
No.
It was what it was.
It was the 60s.
We enjoyed it. then we got Tim Burton's Batman.
Yes, I like Tim Burton.
If you want to compare, I still think Michael Keaton was the best Batman. We won't get into that.
All right, I understand.
Some people think I'm wrong. That's fine. But, you know, it was Tim Burton-esque. It was dark.
Yes.
But it had its cartoony feel to it. It was fun.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you on that. I think the original Batman, it's sort of like cut the line right down the middle between like sort of like the Frank Miller Dark Knight, mm-hmm. you know, like the dark Batman mm-hmm. and the 60s campy, cheesy, fun Batman. It seems like Burton just sort of drove right down the middle of that.
Well, because you can enjoy it as a child,
yes.
which I did.
Yeah.
In 89, 90.
Of course, me too.
And I can enjoy it now as an adult.
Yeah.
And then we've got Batman Forever. I was a kid when that came out, so I got all the toys. I enjoyed that then. I think I enjoyed it a little bit more then than I do now because it kind of came a little bit more cartoon. We had Jim Carrey.
Yeah, yeah. See, I enjoyed Batman Forever, but I think that largely had to do with the age I was at the time. Like, mm-hmm. when I watch it now, it's more of a nostalgic, like, oh, I remember when I was 13 mm-hmm. and I went to the theater mm-hmm. and saw my first Batman movie on the big screen. So that's
so cool.
Why I sort of, you know, have a little bit of an affinity for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then came Batman and Robin.
Again, so cartoony. But you know what? Mr. Freeze, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Everybody freeze!
I think I can enjoy that one as an adult more than Batman
like
Forever.
Arnold?
Because, what?
Did you like my Arnold?
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
I didn't want to draw too much attention. I don't want your ego exploding in this room. But, I, you know, I can enjoy it more as an adult because it is so cheesy. You know what I mean?
I'll give you that, but I can't say that it's will ever be on my queue to watch again.
And then we've got Nolan's Batman. We don't need to go over that because it's the freshest in everybody's memories. But you still think that you can compare all these things other than the name after what we just went through?
Well,
you're going to compare them?
What is uncomparable?
How the whole story came across.
Yeah, well,
on
it's
film.
Yeah, well, the new series, they definitely took a little liberties. They put more a different backstory than we were used to mm-hmm. and all that. But mm-hmm. what I really like about the new trilogy mm-hmm. is just the, I don't want to say realistic because how realistic is any
the
Batman
amount of
movie?
Damage that Batman takes. I don't care what kind of super suit or training, ninja training he has. He is dying several times over during that trilogy.
Yeah, maybe they should have called him John McClane instead of Bruce Wayne.
That would have been cool. I would have watched that two times over in the theater. But no, I don't think you can compare the Batmans.
Well, agree to disagree. Like, it's they're all Batman. It's all more or less the same idea. I guess the Nolan ones just sort of, they seem a little bit more believable, but not believable in a real world sort of way. Believable in an intellectual or emotional way. The themes I could identify with a lot more than, you know, just the cheesiness of some of the past Batman films.
See, I can't believe in a lot of it because the Batmobile. That thing would be such a gas guzzler. It would make it two blocks down the road before it would run out of gas.
Like the new Batmobile?
Yeah.
What about the afterburner on the old Batmobile?
That was more cartoony. You have to let yourself into that.
At least the new one, it's like, okay, well, it's a military vehicle, experimental. I can understand where the idea comes from. There is no car in the history of the planet, like other than something that a redneck built in his garage.
Absolutely.
That has an afterburner on
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. But there's also no Batman, so. I like your points. Thank you for guesting here, Jared.
Anytime, my friend. Anytime you want to nerd it up, I'm in.
Awesome. Well, maybe we'll have you more often on these outpost check-ins at thelastcast.ca.
Let's do it, bro.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.